show. It's my main man, JC Smith, over in Memphis, doing big things. Essential AF Podcast, Clicks Tuesday night. It's my man, JC. What's up, bro?
Pause. What's going on, my guy?
Man, happy free agency's over. Happy the draft's over. Six weeks vacation. The training camp starts on September 27th, brother. Six weeks to myself. I cannot complain, brother.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, man, football season is here, man. NBA schedule coming out, I believe, tomorrow. Man, it's like, hey, man, it's time to rock and roll, man. The fall weather coming up, homecoming coming up, HBCU. Like, man, let's go, man.
No doubt. And your birthday coming up, too, so.
Next month, man. Yeah, dog, nah, it's creeping up. I don't know what I'm going to do, man.
We can't forget 926 now.
All right. I appreciate that, man. That's why you're my guy.
No doubt. JC, first story is a Florida special for you, man. Florida man arrests after being found out he's doing Brazilian butt lifts in his backyard, JC.
Dude, you know, it's funny you would mention that'd be your first story. We were talking about that on my podcast, man, Essential AF, the other day, our last show. You know, we were trying to find out, like, what exactly is a BBL?
Yes.
And, oh, yeah, so you telling me this dude was doing one, man? And so basically, that's like, it's a fat transfer, right?
Yes. In his backyard, JC. With mosquitoes around, flies, women are lined up to go in his backyard to get it done.
Come on, ladies. It ain't that serious, man. Like I said, if God didn't give it to you naturally, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't even worry about it. If you got a little booty, man, embrace your little booty. Because, you know, 9 times out of 10, if a girl got a little booty, you know, she got big titties. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a trade-off. You know, God's only going to bless a certain few with the toe package. You know what I'm saying? Only few going to get that. But God's going to give you at least one or the other. You're going to have a big ass, or you're going to have big titties. You got to pick which one you have, which one you want, and just roll with it, man.
Yeah, so I just can't believe there were women lined up in this man's driveway to get in the backyard to get this done. Like,
yes, sir.
I know you're trying to save money and all, but okay, if you have a complication, can he help you? No. Say I go to the hospital. The insurance ain't covering this.
Dude, you thought they would learn, you know, especially with all them girls in Atlanta dealing with the ass shots, you know, getting the cement put in their ass, all that. Yeah, man, the cave of shells, you know, all that, man. Like, you thought they would learn from all that, man.
Not at all. And JC, this other story don't tear you up, too, man. Florida man arrests after attempting to kill his girlfriend after she told him she's pregnant. But also, she has herpes.
Damn.
She told him during dinner, and he about killed her.
Why? So he's killed her because she told him?
No, he about killed her. Attempted to murder.
Okay, all right. Yeah, all right. He wanted to kill her. All right, but she was pregnant with his child, though, at the same time?
Well, she said she's pregnant since she told him she has herpes. He heard the herpes part and went crazy in the restaurant.
Hey, man, that certain words, those trigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you gotta be careful, man. Like, certain words you hear, man, it's gonna make somebody wanna put hands on you, man. You know? And that word is definitely one of them, man, because that is for life.
You know? You know, like, yeah, I can imagine, oh, I'm having your baby, allegedly. And also, I got herpes. You go from that high to that real fast.
Right. That's crazy, dog. Yeah, man. Was that in Florida?
Yeah, Florida. Yep.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Hey,
yeah,
these are Florida. All these are Florida today. All these are Florida today.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm with you. All right, yeah.
So, Florida woman arrested for masturbating outside Popeyes twice in 1 week.
Love that chicken for Popeyes, huh? Yeah. Dude. Hey, man, something about Popeyes, folks is wild out, man. You know, was she doing it for a purpose? Was she doing it to get a free sandwich or free chicken? She was just doing it?
Just doing it.
Okay, well, maybe she had the chicken and it felt so good to her, you know, she had to express herself.
JC, you're going to love this part of the story. A man says she was doing it and doing it and doing it well. in the article. I'm like, that's there had to be a black dude saying that in the article. Right. Had to be.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. And from what I'm understanding, from what I'm kind of reading between the lines, I wish you had a picture of the chick. She sounded like she maybe didn't look half bad, man.
Yeah, everyone say that in the article. Yeah, she couldn't. She had to look kind of decent.
Yeah, you kind of read between the lines on that one, man. Maybe, you know, of course she's crazy as hell, but maybe she was, you know, maybe she's.
Exactly. Hey, Florida man steals, smokes, and scratch off tickets, and then cashes in the winnings. So you stole the tickets, then you don't cash them in, knowing they ain't been scanning nothing.
Bro, like sometimes, you know, we got to think, man, you know. You know what I'm saying? These crimes and, you know, we be committing. We don't think it all the way through sometimes, man. You know?
Like this one. This is a thirsty crime. Florida man caught on camera taking pictures of woman's dress inside TJ Maxx. So she's bending over and he's over there doing the picture, and it reminded me of somebody in Memphis. I won't say their name.
Leave that man alone, man. Like I said, there's a lot of sick people out there, you know, for whatever reason, man. And, you know, the world is perverse. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's got their little kinky little things they like to do, man. And, you know, a lot of times you got them cats that be doing that, man, you know. But, you know, if you're going to do that, man, like, dude, you got to just do it quick, man. Keep moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, okay. All right. For instance, like if I'm out somewhere, right, or I have friends that if they're out somewhere, they see a girl with a nice ass, a nice body, they'll, you know, pull a camera out real quick, camera phone, take a picture, and they gone. You know what I'm saying? They'll send it to us. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta do stuff like that, man. You can't be a creep. You can't be creepy about it.
Yes, you can't be right up under her dress on the aisle doing that.
You guys like in passing, you know, click
exactly.
Yeah, man, but you can't be a creep about it, man.
And speaking of, this is a non-Florida story, but OnlyFans announced that no more nude or sexual content on OnlyFans. So that means the thoughts got to find somewhere else to do, shake their booty for money.
About that, that's crazy. I heard about that story today, man. But my thing is, ain't that what OnlyFans was initially created for?
Yes.
Was content, right? And they made OnlyFans made millions of dollars. The people doing it have made millions of dollars. Why you want to take away their livelihood now? You know what I'm saying? I don't get that. Like only like exclusive OnlyFans content. Like in your mind, you thinking already it's sexual. Ain't nobody trying to watch OnlyFans to watch a chick read a book. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Right. We want to see her, you know, Maggie, while she reading the book. You know what I'm saying? Just something.
Yes.
Right. Something appealing to the eyes, man. Like I said, I don't know what OnlyFans is doing. Maybe they'll revisit their policy in the future and go back to what we know. But, yeah, I think they're going to take an L with that, man. You know, they're going to lose a lot of money. Because nobody, like I said, OnlyFans is really in existence, you know, just to see naked chicks, man.
And it's kept some chicks from not getting their Instagrams deleted or suspended because they're able to do what they do on OnlyFans. So now where they gonna go to? Yep. You know, TikTok is be hard on them too. You can't go to Twitter. Like, where they gonna go to? I guess Tumblr maybe. Who on Tumblr though?
Bring Black Planet back, man. Let's bring Black Planet back.
You know, no doubt.
Nigga, no rules, man, on Black Planet.
No doubt. Speaking of getting naked, Florida woman gets naked and goes swimming in stranger's pool.
Oh yeah, she was on something, man. She was on something, definitely. Yeah, man. Like for you to jump into a neighbor's pool, a stranger's pool, not a neighbor, but a stranger. Yeah. She was on that Molly, that meth, something, man. Yeah, she definitely from Duval County or something, man.
No doubt. And look here, Florida man, firefighter in Orange County, that's Orlando, attacks Uber driver. And then steals the SUV and goes over and dogs his wife too. He gives his wife the business too. He found the address, went to the man's wife's house, and gave her the business.
What do you mean gave her the business?
Knocked her down, hit them cakes.
How you find the address though?
And he stole the man's SUV.
Oh man. And this was an Uber driver, right?
No, Florida man firefighter attacked the Uber driver, stole the SUV, went to the wife's house and dogged the man's wife out. And the wife went with it.
She went with it?
Yes.
Oh, man, something ain't right with the story, man. Like, I don't know, man. Maybe he had prior knowledge of who this person is or his wife or something. Like,
maybe.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Something
ain't right,
man.
Yeah, it was too easy to get that done that way. Too easy. And also, Florida man, Plaxico Burress himself in the bar, showing off his gun to try to eat big and bad.
Cheddar Bob, man. Shout out to 8 Mile. Yeah, man, like that's the most embarrassing thing ever. Like I thought about embarrassing scenarios, you getting beat up in a fight, your girl watching you get beat up in a fight. Cheddar Bob and yourself in the club, you know, that has to be right up there, man. That's the most embarrassing shit in the world, man.
No doubt.
Right, it's one thing like to accidentally let your gun discharge and shoot somebody else. Like, that's terrible, right? That's awful. But to shoot your damn self, man. Yeah, yes. Ain't no way you can live that down, dog. Ain't no coming back from that. Even Plaxico to this day. That's what he may be better known for shooting himself as opposed to him actually winning a Super Bowl.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? He's shooting himself. Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, man. You know, like, that's, man. That's crazy. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, man. Like, to be known as a guy that shot yourself, man. Like, nah, bro.
This is a Duval County special, JC. Florida man stuck his hand in Jaguar exhibit in Jacksonville, hospitalized after Jaguar bites him.
Yeah, it sounds like some Duval County stuff, man. Hey, man, what do you expect, you know? And then, like, even with the alligator, do you see that video the other day of the woman working at the little alligator farm or whatever, and the alligator pulled her in?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Okay, I did. Saw,
yeah. Yeah, like, hey, man, like, y'all keep messing with these damn animals. They trying to tell y'all, all right, you got one more time. And that's what happened when animals attack, man, like, they're wild animals, and y'all trying to contain them and domesticate them, and you know what I'm saying? Like, all right.
I've seen in Florida gators on leashes, bro.
Yeah, I know. Hey, that's Florida, man. Maybe wild, man.
They're not animals that you keep. I'm just saying.
Right.
Chase, it's a story. I don't get it because me and you will never understand this story. Watch this. You got to be nuts. Florida man submits to a voluntary at-home castration. The would-be urologist gets 3 years for cutting off my man's Johnson.
Voluntarily? Yes.
Voluntarily. That's his man castrate him.
Wow. I guess he just gave up on sex. He's like, I'm through. I'm done. Yeah. So, man. You got to kill me. Yeah, somebody castrate me. It's over with, man.
Exactly. You got to bail me out. So, Florida man and Florida woman arrested at Olive Garden for throwing spaghetti at each other after having an argument all over the bread.
I can see that happening. I've been in situations where food fights have broken out. Like, my brother, like some years ago in Houston, my brother and our neighbor, they had a little thing for each other. And we were at IHOP, right? And I'm in the middle. These are two grown-ass people, right? All right. And they having a damn food fight. They throwing pancakes and sausage and shit. And I'm just right in the middle, just looking like, what the hell? Why am I here?
Why am I here?
Exactly. You know, we know one of them late drunken nights or whatever, man, having a good time. And yeah, so I'm not surprised at all, man. I'm not surprised that doesn't happen more often in restaurants. You know what I'm saying? Food fights, just random food fights between adults, man.
We got three more to go. Three more, JC. Three more to go, brother. Florida man arrested after biting off tourist's ear at Key West Hotel because he farted in the line.
That it must have been really stinky then, man. To Mike Tyson, you know, to take his ear, man. Like, that must have been some very foul wind. You know what I'm saying? To do all that, man. But, hey, man, you got to know when to hold it in, man, you know? You know, like I said, especially like if you're in an elevator or something like that with a bunch of people, man, don't do that to people, man. Yeah, hold that in, all right?
So, like, with this story, JC is very graphic in nature. Florida man arrested after throwing girlfriend's a headboard after she craps on him while he's hitting her in the a-hole.
Well, okay, so yeah, what you expect? Like, I mean, you know, it is, you know, that region of the body, so. You know, at a certain point, she probably lost bowel control. You know, what you expect, man? Like, folks, you think it's supposed to, I guess they think like it's supposed to look like it does in the porno, right? Now realizing what they, you know, what they
really
had to
into
do.
Right there.
You know, but like in real life, nah, you get real life situations. That's the movies, man. Like, they, you know, they prep and they do what they gotta do, you know, to make it look like,
yes.
You know, it, like, so, yeah, man.
Last one is this. This is typical. White Florida man uses $700 mask to disguise himself as a black man to rob 5 banks.
I think I heard about this one, man. Yeah, like, these folks, and then what's crazy, they be thinking, like, they buy these high-ass, expensive-ass masks, costume or whatever, and they really think they look like us. Like, there is nothing you can do, you know, no mask, no makeup to look like us. You can't do it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I wish I would be, you say he robbed a bank or a gas station?
5 banks as a black man using the mask.
I wish I would have been at that bank, bro, and he come up to me. I'm like, fam. Man, you don't take that damn mask off. Like, you can tell. It's obvious. I've seen those masks, man. They don't look nothing like us.
Nothing. He got 5 banks before they finally caught on to him.
It must have been all white. All white banks, bro.
Yes.
For real. Not one brother, sister, minority in the bank, man.
No doubt. JC, at the end of the report, man, what is your thoughts on today's All Florida report, man?
Hey, man, Florida do what Florida does, man. You know, it is what it is. Florida, all day, every day, they're gonna give you some type of entertainment, man.
No doubt. With JC, man, you hold it down, my brother, in Memphis. For the senior real soon, my guy, as you prepare for your birthday month here in a short time here, I mean, 10 days or so, you're gonna be ready to turn it up for September to celebrate your month, man. I know you're gonna do it big.
Yes, sir, man. You know you gotta come on down. We're gonna kick it, man. We're gonna make Memphis out, man. We going on Bill Street, man. We going Germantown, man. We going Kyrie. We gonna take over every area of Memphis, man.
No doubt. Now don't worry, we gonna take it all over, bro. I love it. JC, my guy, you be safe. I talk to you real soon, my brother.
All right, my guy.
No doubt. Sure.